Welcome, and thanks for joining me for my monthly podcast. This is Dale Klein, owner, Profitable Speech, a sound investment. My business is ensuring you sound your best. You're listening to Self-Advocacy Requires Communication. Now, if you listen to my previous podcast, you know I discussed freedom from fear of speaking. Specifically, I reviewed the reason freedom from fear is so liberating to all of us, common questions to ask yourself relative to freedom from fear of speaking, and also where to focus in order to manage your fear of speaking. Now that 30 days have elapsed, I hope you've been implementing those guidelines and finding them valuable. As you may recall, the entire month of July was dedicated to freedom from fear of speaking. Sometimes that fear is quite specific, like self-advocacy, which is why I decided to make this the focal point of this podcast. This tells us it's time to take action. As you listen to this podcast, ask yourself, does this describe you, someone who works for you, or someone you know? If so, you'll want to listen to this podcast more than once and then share it with a person or other people who will also benefit. My focus will be on answering the following three questions. Number one, how is self-advocacy defined? Number two, what are some of the reasons we tend to avoid self-advocacy? Number three, what are effective techniques to begin the practice of self-advocacy? Okay, let's start by answering the first question, which is, how is self-advocacy defined? You know, it's easy to overthink this term, which can result in feeling overwhelmed. For the purposes of this podcast, I suggest thinking of self-advocacy as one way of taking care of yourself. It means using your voice to express a need, want, or concern that truly matters to you. Sounds easy enough, yet we tend to avoid self-advocacy or skirt around it whenever possible. And that leads us to the second question, which is, what are some of the reasons we tend to avoid self-advocacy? This can be a small or large list, depending on who we are. Some of the more common reasons include convincing ourselves that what we need isn't really that important, or thinking that no one will even take us seriously, or believing nothing will come of our efforts and they will have been in vain. And I think another reason is assuming we're being aggressive versus assertive and shying away from that. That brings us to the third and final question. What are effective techniques to begin the practice of self-advocacy? First, start believing in yourself. If we don't believe in ourselves, it's pretty unlikely that others will. This includes both our internal and external customers. One way to do this is by noting your accomplishments, no matter if they're small or large, and then documenting them in a journal or a spreadsheet if you prefer. You may also want to collect emails that state you've been helpful to someone or a team, as this is pretty important feedback to gather. Number two, think about what matters to you. You may want to start small as you begin. It's also helpful to prioritize your list so you can start with a lesser need and then work your way up to a greater need. As an example, you may want to address clarifying certain aspects of a project before tackling, let's say, a promotion or a salary adjustment. Number three, consider pursuing a mentor. If there's an individual whom you highly respect or admire, you can ask if they'd be interested in mentoring you. This doesn't have to be a significant commitment of time, but rather find what works for both of you. Your mentor can serve as a sounding board and offer guidance as warranted. Number four, practice out loud. Self-advocacy is a form of public speaking. I always advise my clients to practice saying what they want to say and to record themselves. You can use your phone or your tablet for this exercise. You're not striving for perfection, but you do want to carefully listen to playback. This will help you determine if you need to try again or if you're on the right track. And number 5, monitor your nonverbal language. A huge part of any communication is not only what we say, but how we say it. It's quite easy to send a double message, which often will lead to confusion. Therefore, pay very close attention to your posture, eye contact, gestures, and your tone of voice. Each one of these contributes to your continued success. In closing, self-advocacy is a vitally important skill, both professionally and personally. Remember that at the heart of self-advocacy is effective communication. Use this podcast content as a starting point by determining what works well for you and also for your situation. Now, if after hearing this podcast you have questions about your communication or perhaps someone who works for you, well, you're always welcome to contact me for guidance. Consider me your communication GPS. Until next month, I wish you profitable speech.